About that time, bitch.
Let's do it.
It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock, and it's time for everyone's favorite game. And if you're new, we'll explain it in a second. Where are they winding? You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. And here's how it works. Kimmy's got a post from the neighborhood apps. Posts you've been sending her. She takes those gifts that you present to her.
Yep.
She removes street names and town references from the post because that would just give it away right away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But despite the fact that that information is missing, there are still little clues. And if you listen, not to Tommy, but to Kimmy reading the post.
You don't jump.
No, don't listen to anything he says at all, because you, again, just make stuff up in your head that we don't know where the hell it comes from. There is enough information in there for you to figure out which town, village, neighborhood in the city of Rochester that post is coming from. And you call us up at 252-WCMF, and you tell us where they whine. And we do have a winner from last week. He is already on hold.
Oh.
He has actually already been on hold for 12 minutes.
He jumped right into the Ben hole.
Yep, Nick has been sitting in the Ben hole.
Deep in the hole.
For 12 whole minutes, and it's going to be another 20 minutes before we get to him.
Yeah.
So he'll have spent 32 minutes in Ben's hole.
Lodged in that hole.
Yeah. All jammed up.
Oh, yeah.
So to get Nick out of that hole, I think we start this game as soon as possible.
All right.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, let's do the damn thing. Great start.
Where they whining?
If you're going to throw a neighborhood street sale, you should at least make it worth everyone's time. I've been driving by a sign on my way home from work for the last few weeks, so I was excited to check out the yard sales on blank. You wouldn't put that much time and effort into signage for nothing. I was expecting a large-scale neighborhood sale. Well, Saturday was an absolute waste of my day. On my day off, I drove there expecting to spend the afternoon browsing for some cheap finds. When I got there, there was no browsing to be done. The street sale was not as advertised. When you put signs up for neighborhood yard sale, it should consist of more than three homes with literal garbage on a table. I shouldn't have even bothered to stop because a few fold-up tables with old magazines and broken junk was definitely not worth the awkward interactions I had to have with the weirdo sellers. It took me less than 5 minutes to look through everything, and I drove over 20 minutes to get there. Some of us have full-time jobs and kids and don't have time to waste on the weekends. If you throw a yard sale, make it worth everyone's time and effort, please.
All right, first of all, I would like to say, if you're watching the live stream, the Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch, it's a dynamite read, Kimmy.
Thank you.
She was even doing the head
thing.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, Tommy?
Yeah.
What do you hear, buddy?
I used to see this all the time. All the time. And even in the different pockets in the neighborhoods around me, they whining in Webster.
What? Okay, you're just basing it on things you people having yard sales.
No, but like they used to do this constantly, and they would go not in the same hood, but like different streets had like their own.
What
little
is he
thing.
Talking about? What is he these talking
yard
about?
Sales,
right
like
are you
these,
talking
they,
about
these,
garage sales.
These
Kimmy,
like,
what they do is they take the stuff they don't want, they bring it down under the driveway, and they sell it to people that don't want it.
But you know, like they do it. It was all summer long they did this crap.
Okay. That's not. Yes, every town has garage
not like,
sales.
No, not like this, bro.
No, she's disappointed that there weren't more garage sales.
No, she was disappointed when she got there how weak they were.
She said there were only three. That was her problem. Were you not listening?
Yes, I was listening, but that was in that particular one she went to.
Okay.
There were only three tables. It wasn't what it was advertised.
Did we hear the same post that Kimmy just read?
I feel like you guys never hear the same thing, so I don't know what
I think I got
heard.
It.
Okay. What we need to figure out is a neighborhood that would have fewer participants in a neighborhood garage sale than the standard town. That's what we're looking for here. And if I'm going to use logic.
A weak turnout.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking the younger you are, the less you have to sell at a garage sale. So I'm looking for a town that is garage sale traditional, but getting younger.
Yeah.
And I think I've got it figured out.
Oh, do you have it figured out?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
They whining in Irondequoit.
I knew you were going to go with the Quait.
Why? It's not.
Constantly go with the Quait, man.
I haven't picked Irondequoit in forever.
Every time you hear old, you jump into the Quait.
No, I think this is the odd. Did you not listen to what I just
no,
said?
No, because you think it's an older place now that is turning younger.
Getting young.
Yeah.
Yes.
I heard you.
Because you have, even the person that wrote it said, I have kids. I have things to do. So that's not someone who's ancient. That's not some blue-haired biddy going to look shop. It's young person on young person anger. Millennial head shake, as Kimmy so eloquently did it earlier, and Nick noticed on Instagram. So other people appreciating it. All right. So you're in Webster.
Yeah.
I'm in Irondequoit. Yeah. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is one rule and one rule only.
What's that?
You get one guess.
Oh.
If you are on hold and you hear someone else say the name you were going to pick, you got two options.
Okay.
Either hang up the phone, try again next week, or pick a different town. If we pick up the phone and you say, I was going to say, but then I went, you have been disqualified. The commissioner has all final say. And it seems like we've had a lot of disqualifications the last couple of weeks.
Oh, well, we did have a few last week, I think.
All right, let's jump right into it. 252-WCMF. Marty, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go Penfield.
Why Penfield?
Well, I did have another town in mind.
Hmm. What one was that?
See, that defeats the fun of the game, Duffy, if I tell you.
I'm starting to hate Marty. Well, it's a 50-50 shot. Was it Webster or Irondequoit?
That's up to you to decide.
Okay, ooh. Great. Great call, Marty. We got you for Penfield. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's get Barber in here early.
Okay.
I feel like he's earned it. Hey, Barber, where are they whining?
I'm going to go with Fairport.
Why Fairport?
I have a feeling this person lives east of Fairport because they said they have a long commute, and so they're driving through Fairport to get to their home.
Okay.
And they, you know, expecting, all right, a normal town, like you said, a town garage sale thing, but then, you know, it wasn't what they thought it was going to be.
You just described back the post that she read. I mean, granted, good for you for listening better than Tommy did a second ago.
Barber?
All right, Barber, great.
Remember, she said, though, but she was saying she has a 20-minute ride, so she has to go through Fairport to get to her actual place, but she's posting on the Fairport page.
Okay, all right, Barber, we got you for Fairport. Thank you for the call. All right, first two calls suck. Listen,
okay.
Everybody on hold, do better. I believe in you. I think you can all do better. 252-WCMF, let's give it to a guy who, he's been here before.
Okay.
Try and right the ship again. Let's talk to Caleb. Hello, Caleb.
Hello, Duffy. We are going to go with the lovely town of Henrietta.
Why Henrietta?
I'm kind of, I got a little bit stuck on the part where she said that she had a, like a, or the poster, I should say, had a 20-minute commute to go to this place.
Okay.
And I do think it's kind of, the place that she was going was a spot that was a little bit, you know, like you said, place that's getting younger kind of thing where you would find this kind of crap.
What is, okay, all right. So here's the thing.
So you think this woman lives in Henrietta?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now, I hate to burst your bubble, Caleb. As a Henrietta resident, I will tell you this. They take garage sales, especially neighborhood garage sales, so seriously. I have never been to a neighborhood garage sale in Henrietta where there weren't 1,000 homes doing it, where there weren't like guys with street carts set up selling food to people.
But she wasn't in Henrietta.
Oh, so you're saying the post is from Henrietta.
That's what I'm saying. She lives there, but she's driving to another part of town.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Use your brain, Duffy.
Okay, shut up, you dork-voiced nerd.
Yeah, well, this dork is going to win. Just watch it.
Ooh.
Well, careful, careful. You're being brutal, Caleb.
This
brutal.
Dork's got moves, buddy.
This dork's got moves. Caleb, thanks for the call.
That dork got like, game.
Kimmy, that sounds like a movie from when we were in high school, starring like Freddie Prinze Jr.
Dork's got moves?
Yeah!
A Disney Channel original.
He was a dork. She was a cheerleading captain. But it turns out, this dork's got moves. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
I got to go Spencerport, you're going to ask why, and I'm going to say because just like the previous caller, this woman's driving home through your hometown. I'm not going to say the name. Don't try to trick me. And gets home and goes,
he's doing his own
show. I'm going to turn around and go back to Duffy's hometown and find out that it's a busted-ass street sale over in that town.
Wait, she's going back to Gates?
I'm not saying where. I'm just saying, you know. Yeah, see, I know your tricks, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
Gotcha, buddy.
Spencerport, brother. Spencerport.
Okay, we got you for Spencerport, Steve. Dynamite call, buddy. That sucked that it was still the best call of the day. All right, Steve, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We have people very concerned about Nick, who we told you has been on hold now for 20 minutes.
Why?
He is picking last. He's last week's champion. He's in Ben's hole. He's been
He's not holding his breath.
Howie writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. With Nick in the Ben hole, does he get bonus points if he finds some corn while waiting? Oh, your dad's, that's a bridge too far for you? That's a poop joke? No.
It's a corn joke.
We're a little too highbrow for corn jokes.
Chew your food better, man.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Christine, where are they whining?
I'm going to say Hilton.
Why Hilton?
Because this can go either way. You can either drive to Hilton or from Hilton, and they both
can't argue with that.
So,
Can I time out real quick? What town can you not drive to and from, Christine?
I'm talking about.
Is there a town?
Did they get an enter and exit?
Is there a town around here where people are going into and not coming out of
and never returning?
I had no idea.
Sometimes you get lost in a hole, you know. Look at where poor Nick is right now.
Or
you
your
get
husband.
Lost, so.
I mean, like, you know, all those things.
Never heard from again.
Hello.
Why do you always take it to my personal, man? At least I will say one thing, Duffy, about your garbage person eyeing up your wife. At least be proud. He could have gone, ew, what is that? So be thankful.
You want to take this one, or should I?
No,
you don't. Nope, we're not even worth it. All right, Christine, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Christine. It's got a way in and a way out. That's why I picked Hilton. 252-WCMF. Let's get one more before we get a reread for the folks just joining us. Let's talk to Armand. Armand, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with your crappy old hometown gate since the last car.
All right, hold on. Time out from the game. Where'd you grow up?
I'm not really telling you. I know you grew up in Gates, and look how you turned out.
Someone's scared to say where you grew up. That's what it is. You know why?
He doesn't want to disqualify himself. You know?
But where in the city? Where in the city, Armand?
I just grew up in the city. I'm a West Sider.
You know what he is?
Exactly.
Yo, he's 19th Ward. He's right next to me, and that's why he doesn't want to say it. You bitch-ass bitch! We're the same guy, Armand! I learned it from watching
you!
All right, so why Gates? Why Gates, Armand?
For the 20-minute drive, and it just seemed like a crappy place to be driving 20 minutes somewhere to and from, like Christine said. You know, you got to be able to drive to and from there.
Armand, we got you for Gates, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, can we get a reread, Kimmy, for the folks that are just joining us? And we request just as much passion in this read
as the first. I don't know if I can replicate the first one, but we'll try.
Thank you.
If you're going to throw a neighborhood street sale, you should at least make it worth everyone's time. I've been driving by a sign on my way home from work for the last few weeks, so I was excited to check out the yard sales on blank. You wouldn't put that much time and effort into signage for nothing. I was expecting a large-scale neighborhood sale. Well, Saturday was a complete waste of a day. On my day off, I drove there expecting to spend the afternoon browsing for some cheap finds. When I got there, there was no browsing to be done. The street sale was not as advertised. When you put signs up for a neighborhood yard sale, it should consist of more than three homes with literal garbage on a table. I shouldn't have even bothered to stop because a few fold-up tables with old magazines and broken junk was definitely not worth the awkward interactions I had to have with the weirdo sellers. It took me less than 5 minutes to look through everything, and I drove over 20 minutes to get there. Some of us have full-time jobs and kids and don't have time to waste on the weekends. If you throw a yard sale, make it worth everyone's time and effort, please.
That was good. All right, we'll give it to her again. 252-WCMF. Tommy is in Webster because, Kimmy, they have garage sales there. I am in Irondequoit. Marty is in Penfield. He was going to choose either Webster or Irondequoit, but wouldn't tell us which one.
Yes.
Because he knows how this works. Barber is in Fairport because people drive through there. Caleb is in Henrietta because he thinks this woman is a Henrietta resident used to great garage sales.
All right.
Disappointed in other spots. Steve is in Spencerport. Christine is in Hilton because I don't know if you know this about Hilton.
What's going on?
You have the ability to drive there and drive away from
it. Oh, so he's got an exit
and
an enter.
And 19th Ward Armand is all about Gates.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so somebody did write, you can drive to Gates and never return because you can fly out.
Shut up. Shut up. You know who that I hate that person.
We got it multiple
times. I hate that person. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Cody. Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with East Rochester.
Y-E-R.
So I'm thinking East Rochester because they're talking about how the yard sales that they did see, so there were some, had nothing but broken junk and old magazines, and that's exactly what everybody in East Rochester's houses are absolutely filled to the brim with.
What are you talking about?
Full of old magazines.
Look at you. He said that and your eyes lit up. It
kind of looks like a place where you can find like
a... lit up. He loves that.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what ER kind of looks like.
Bro, that's everybody's house. Everybody's house is full of that kind of junk.
No, yeah. ER looks like every house has a huge stash of handbags.
Exactly.
Cody, we got you for
East Rochester.
We got you for East Rochester.
I got a stack of Club International downstairs. Like one big sticky block.
I'm more creeped out that I don't know what that is. That you went for a deep cut porno book. I didn't even mean to do that, by the way.
Deep cut porno book.
Why don't you go watch a porno book? 252 WCMF 252-9263. All right, let's rip through some folks here. They've been waiting patiently. Let's talk to Teddy. Teddy, where are they whining, bud?
It's Greece.
Why Greece?
Why Greece? There's so many miserable people over there. So.
Teddy, you're the most miserable guy that calls the show.
Yes, I am.
Do you live in Greece?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Because it's here the thing. It's Greece is the biggest town in the county, and also so many junk that they have. So.
It's so it many junk they have. Put that on a T-shirt. You should put that on the side of Greece. Greece, it's so many junk they have.
I will make one and give it to Tommy.
Okay, Teddy, thanks for the call.
I just want to point out, no star donations.
Yes.
Yeah, we can't
That's
donate
a thing. Oh. If you want to vote it in next year, you're more than welcome. But that is right now is not a rule.
So Webster is where life is worth living, and Greece is where all of the junk that they have. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, where are they whining, buddy? Mark, you there? Oh, I'm sorry. My fault, Mark. Hold on. I'm sorry. No, I got him. I put him. Hold on. Stand by. I got to put him back. Kimmy, I can't hear you. No, I'm kidding. I got you. Mark, sorry, buddy. My fault. Where are they whining?
All right. Let me start by saying that this has turned into one of the better Where Are They Whining episodes lately. So I'm going
thank you.
Thanks for our star rating.
Hey, man, the last couple has sucked real hard, but this one's okay.
Well, you said it had to get better from the beginning, and I think it's gotten better.
Okay, good.
So?
Did you hear my guess?
No. Wait, Tommy talked over it.
You guys talked over it. Parrington.
Parrington? Man.
All that for Parrington.
Yeah, Parrington.
Okay, why Parrington?
Because you got to drive a little ways to get there, and this person drove a little ways to get to where they were going.
Okay. Even if you're there, you have to drive a little ways. Like, you can be in the center of Parrington, still got a ways to go.
Well, actually, I kind of agree with that with all East Side towns. They're not where they're supposed to be. By the way, something's bothering me here, Mark. You keep calling it Parrington. Is it Parrington or Parrington?
Parrington, with an ing.
No, I thought it was Parrington.
Is that a different place?
Parrington.
Parrington.
I've always called it Parrington. Is it Parrington?
Parrington.
I think it's Parrington.
I think so.
It's spelled, unless you're referring to a different place, P-E-R-I-N-T-O-N.
So there's no G, Mark. There's no
Parrington.
G.
Parrington.
Parrington. Parrington.
It's like Paddington, but that has a G, so it's not like that at all.
That has a G.
Yeah, I screwed that up, Mark.
Gee, it's getting bad again, Duffy.
Mark, kid, it's when you called the show. Thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes... Parrington, Mark. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to John. John, where are they whining, buddy?
Yeah, I think this is 100% Brighton.
Why Brighton?
I think I think somebody's coming from either the far east side or far west side. It takes them a bunch of time to get there. They're expecting a bunch of really nice stuff, and they get there, and it's just a bunch of old magazines and a bunch of crappy kid toys, so I think it's Brighton.
Here's the problem with that theory, John, and I get that up front the idea works, but Brighton is so oddly shaped that there is nowhere in our listening area that it would take 20 minutes to drive to Brighton. Brighton touches everyone's house somehow. I don't know how this works. When I was driving to Boston,
Yeah, we had to go through.
We drove through the Berkshires.
Yeah.
And then came out and we drove through Brighton. Look before at we that. Got, it was the strangest thing. I don't even know how to
add. That's amazing.
Yeah. Hey, John, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252 WCMF. We're going to let this man pick right outside of his own hole.
Damn.
Ben's on CMF. Ben, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go. This is probably wrong, but I'm going to go with Pittsburgh because they don't garage sale because they're so rich. And if you're going to go there, you expect to get nice stuff. And because Pittsburgh doesn't garage sale, they don't know how to throw a garage sale.
All right. Now, I don't live in Pittsburgh. Tommy, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Do people in Pittsburgh even have garage sales?
I never see them.
Never. I've never seen a sign
so
for
you will see, like, when somebody ties down, like, there's estate sale.
Estate sale is different.
So would you call that a garage
sale?
No,
that's an estate sale. Yeah. It's a different thing. Everything's
different
in the
category.
House.
Oh, okay. So no.
Ben, are you washing dishes? What's going on over there?
I'm strapping my load on my truck.
And then he's going to go back to work after. Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Yeah, it was a bad joke. Thanks,
guys.
Buddy. There goes Ben. All right. We got one more.
Okay.
All right. This man has been sitting in Ben's dark hole.
That'd be 30 minutes.
31 minutes.
God damn.
31 minutes a hold. This man needs a life. And hopefully this propels him to something better. All right. Last week's winner, trying to pull it home from Ben's hole. Nick, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm bringing it home with Victor this week.
Why Victor?
Weak pick. But I thought of this theory that somebody's driving from, you know, kind of far on the west side. They're a little busted. They're trying to hit up the garage sale because they think these Eastsiders got some good stuff at their garage sale.
Okay.
Turns out they don't. And now they're pissed, and they're complaining about it on Facebook or wherever this is.
Okay, I mean, the logic's solid. Nick, let me ask you this. What have you been doing for 30 minutes while you've been sitting in Ben's hole?
He's been listening,
obviously.
I just
arrived to Boardman Molded Products in Boardman, Ohio. I'm unloading plastic resin out of my truck right now.
I would play Boardman, Ohio annually.
Yes, we both did.
See if they remember Tommy. Remember that guy who ran out of town because he sucked so hard, and then he told bad jokes? Nick, thanks for the call, buddy. We got you for Victor. All right, man, we have had a very national show today.
Yeah.
Couple calls from Florida.
Really?
Call from Georgia. Call from Boardman, Ohio.
Boardman, Ohio.
Only the hot spots.
All right.
We got a lot of guesses today.
Yes, we do.
We should hit. Although every single guess was outside of the city of Rochester, and now that I'm thinking about it, that feels like a mistake.
Ooh.
All right, Tommy is in Webster because he saw garage sales out there when he lived there.
They had these all the time.
They do.
Guys, I don't know if you heard of these things. Stuff on lawn, you buy stuff. Tommy is at Irondequoit. Marty is in Penfield. Barber is out in Fairport. Caleb chose Henrietta. Steve is in Spencerport. Christine chose Hilton because Hilton is a town you could go to and then go from.
Yeah.
Armand is in Gates. Cody is in East Rochester because he said everyone's house in East Rochester is full of magazines and junk. And then you said,
I think it looks like every house has a ton of handbags.
Teddy is in Greece because Greece, time, junk, go there. Mark is in Parenton. John is in Brighton. Ben is out in Pittsburgh. And Nick, live from Boardman, Ohio.
There you go.
Chooses Victor, New York. Kimmy, are we ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Come on. Ow.
What you doing?
Yank my headphones off clapping.
Uh-oh.
This game was kind of over before it even started. Sorry, get some of it. Because they whined.
Come on, say it.
In Fairport.
Who had Fairport?
Barbara had Fairport. It wasn't over before
crushed.
It started. You
the
monster.
Guy
man,
you
I
crushed.
Thought I had it.
No, you didn't have it.
You didn't have it either.
Yeah, but I'm shut up.
It was an early guess, and you guys called him dumb.
You're a bad person. You're a bad
why?
Person. No,
you were the one like getting all excited.
There were a
why.
Full three guesses before he got to Fairport,
okay.
So it wasn't
well,
over
yeah.
before it started.
Well, it was early.
You know what
it was
you
early
did.
On. It
you
was
know
early
what
on.
You did. How many stars for Barbara now?
Ooh, let's see.
He might
see.
Be leading the league.
No, I'm still leading the league.
Where's this will be his fourth star.
He's,
yeah!
He's getting up there, man.
Yeah, but nobody's touching the champion.
Now he's down the
nobody
bed
wants
hole.
To touch the champion.
All right, so next week, we got some hot traditional break room action. Barber all up in Ben's
hole. Oh, wow.
That's right. Get your popcorn ready for a Barber Ben hole.
Barber in a hole?
Barber in a hole.
Barber in a hole.
All right. Congratulations, Barber. Let's take a break.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I mean, this would have been a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. We've said it before, we'll say it again. You know, the New York State Fair does amazing musical acts.
Oh, yeah.
Like legends from the past that mm-hmm. you can go with just admission to the fair and go see. If you're a classic rock fan, this may be a guy you were lined up to go watch, but unfortunately, that is not an option anymore.
But we don't know why.
Oh, no, we know why.
But it's kind of odd.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. What, the New York State Fair starts soon, right? Because they did that story about the train.
Yeah, I know. They got the train schedule all figured out, so.
Free trains.
Who don't love a free train?
Okay, so your mom did. So as part of the dozens of acts that will be performing with park admission at the New York State Fair, scheduled to perform was the Steve Miller Band.
Oh.
It's a big show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. I wish we still had that audio. Our computer didn't get hit by lightning, but we don't. He had a show scheduled in August, and he will not be performing that show at the New York State Fair.
Oh.
He won't be performing any shows he had scheduled this summer.
So he's not touring.
He is not touring this summer. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, we are on a station where, unfortunately, bands have to cancel tours all the time. Springsteen did it. Aerosmith did it. Kiss
health,
has done it, right? Yeah. I mean, you're getting up there. Health is not why Steve Miller has canceled the tour.
Because he's got to be up there a little bit.
Yeah, he is. He has canceled his band's tour, citing increasingly severe and unpredictable weather.
Wait, what?
He doesn't want to get caught in a rain?
It's not him he's worried about. Quote, the combination of extreme heat, unpredictable flooding, tornadoes, hurricanes, and massive forest fires make these risks for you, our audience, and the band and the crew completely unacceptable.
The weather is unacceptable.
Yes.
But I can only think of one. There was that one. Was it last year? It was at Burning Man where they had that big storm blew through and everybody got stuck.
Sure.
That's the only one I could think of. What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know. I mean,
well,
maybe
I mean,
they...
I would understand canceling those shows if that stuff was going on or predicted to be going on
right
around that time. I think it's hard to just generalize the weather as
in
an
general
excuse, because then you're just never going to perform again.
I don't like
right?
outside.
I mean, unless it's indoors, you're never going to have an outdoor show.
I mean, he is of that age where he may not like outside anymore.
That's fine.
That's fine. That is a strange ass. Think of all the people that lost money. Like his band.
Yeah.
Everybody connected. I don't want to go outside. It's too hot.
Unless they came to an agreement, this is what they wanted to do. Now, here's the thing. It is very strange, and there are lots of fans that are suggesting there may be other issues behind the cancellation, which would make perfect logical sense.
I feel like they would have come up with a better excuse than the weather.
That being said, Steve Miller is in a weird situation because he is, musically, he's a legend.
Yes.
He has multiple hits that you can sing off the top of your head. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, right? But he's also not a guy, he has to grind out to make money.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's not the Stones where he can do a 5-show tour and then not do anything for the
He doesn't get a lot of respect, I don't think.
Well, I mean, he is a little abrasive.
Yes. But I think even in general, as he was coming up with his music, even though it was popular, I don't think he got credit. He wasn't put in the same category as the other people he was coming up with.
Fair enough. I guess what I'm getting at is, as a guy at his age who would have to grind out
three, four
shows a week, I mean, we're not outperforming these shows. I mean, maybe it is too hard in the heat and the rain for a guy his age to go do this.
I don't know.
I mean, I want to believe that he's being honest. He's never had problems being honest in the past.
Yeah, he's very blunt.
Yeah.
Blunt guy.
I mean, like...
Don't want to be a wet guy.
I just went to go see James Taylor at CMAC a couple
weeks he's
ago.
Like 90.
But the point I'm making is... It was, the heat was brutal.
Yeah.
It was effing brutal, and I wanted to die sitting there. I don't know what it's like to have to perform for an hour and a half on that stage.
But James Taylor did it just fine.
Yeah, but he's sitting on a stool playing an acoustic guitar he made with his own hand.
I mean, so then, I kind of do believe that it is the weather, but then again, why schedule it all in the first place?
Yeah, you're pretty familiar with every year the summer's hot.
Yeah.
Understood. I mean, it could also be he got out there and realized at his age you can't do outside.
I want to get swept away. Flash flood.
Now, he did say at the end of the statement, don't know where, don't know when. We hope to see you all again. So it doesn't look like he's going to be done forever.
He's done.
But he said, blame it on the weather. The tour is canceled. Wishing you all peace, love, and happiness. Take care, Steve, the band, and the crew.
So you are now broke this summer.
Bro, they had four shows just in New York State in August.
Like, were they all outdoors?
Probably, yeah, this time of the year.
All right, so I'm going to read you. So Bethel Woods Center, that's the old Woodstock. Yeah. That's outside.
Yeah.
The State Fair.
Right.
That's outside.
Yeah.
Northwell at Jones Beach Theater. That sounds like it might be outside. And then Seneca Allegheny Resort and Casino, that's inside.
But he canceled that one, too.
He canceled all shows.
Well, because you had to leave the bus to go inside.
You're right.
And he had to run with his guitar into the casino. It might get wet.
But this kind of goes back to the point I was making a second ago. 252 WCMF. Again, Steve Miller was supposed to perform all summer long, one of those shows at the New York State Fair. They've canceled this tour, and he cited the weather, extreme heat, floods, tornadoes, winds, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Bro, can you Google tell me how old Steve Miller is?
I'm gonna call 75.
You're calling 75?
Yeah. I've been listening to Steve Miller since I was like in junior high school.
Yeah, you look rough, so.
He's 81.
81?
God damn.
Damn. All right. So an 81-year-old man between August 15th and 30th, was doing four different shows just in one state.
Yeah.
That is a lot for a band, period, let alone an 81-year-old man.
Well, the whole band ain't 81. It's just his ass.
Well, yeah, but
he ain't doing nothing.
But they're going to see him.
Yes, I know.
Right?
But, you know,
he ain't doing nothing. He's playing and he's singing.
It's just sitting on a stool.
Did you just say you like Steve Miller?
I like Steve Miller until I read a book. That was in one chapter.
Read a book.
I read it. I did. Pat can back me up. It's the only book I ever read cover to cover.
I thought you read Jaws.
And there was. I did read Jaws too. And here's the weird fact. He gets bad mouth in Jaws too.
We're gonna need a bigger Steve.
No, but it was like one chapter just crapping on him.
Who crapped on him?
Miles Davis.
Oh my God.
The greatest musician of all time.
Also with some issues in his past.
Yes, but he said the guy sucked. So, you know, Miles says he sucks.
Did he say he sucked as a person or as a musician?
Musician.
Okay. So not as a human.
No.
Why would that make you hate Steve Miller?
Because Miles doesn't like him.
Okay.
And he actually did a mean thing to him.
What did he do?
So Miles Davis had to open up for Steve Miller.
Okay.
And there's no way because Miles is
He's
head and shoulders over.
Absolutely.
So Miles deliberately sat in his Lamborghini and got high. And they forced Steve Miller to go out and do the show. Then Miles grabbed his trumpet, went out and played, so he didn't have to, you know, he had to follow.
That's a monster dick move.
It is.
Yes, but you could do that.
That is a monster dick move.
But how about getting high in your Lamborghini?
How is Miles Davis not the dick the entire way through here?
Because he has a Lamborghini who's getting high. That makes you cool.
Okay.
And you have a trumpet.
So does Lou Bega. You're not singing his
Mambo. I like Lou Bega.
What's he sing?
Mambo number 5.
Damn, I said it. I started saying it. You bringing it out.